Today we'll begin a bit early with the Salat and Salam, and just some final advices. If it is the final night or the final Asr, and then dua after that, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عن لرضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات مباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات طيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات مباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد This could be the last program for the month of Ramadan unless you don't sight the moon then it will be an extra bonus day Alhamdulillah but in the event that tomorrow is Eid so there are just few what you call a wabsi bayan some hidayat especially for those of us that spend the time in i'tikaf and generally also that our beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib and Barakatuhu, Allah Ta'ala grant him afiyat, qabooliyat, sihat, salamat. As it says, we have learned five du'as from our seniors.
that these five du'as, if they are read after any amal, then we have great hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that these amal will be, that amal will be accepted. They are very concise and short du'as, but very powerful du'as that we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recite these du'as at the end of the amal, then du'as and our amal will be accepted inshallah. The first du'a that we are taught is when a person finishes any amal, more like this big amal of i'tikaf, person goes for hajj, goes for umrah, whatever it may be. So as thanksgiving to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we say, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. That whatever happened was to the mashiyat, the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no might, no strength to do any good or to refrain from evil except with the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So by saying this at the end of the amal, then we put it like a seal upon the amal. Ya Allah, you accept it now in your court. You say, MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. The second dua thereafter, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This dua we are taught in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. After any majlis, any gathering, any get together, any da'wat, we know many things we speak in it. By reading this dua, inshallah, any shortcomings in that gathering, sometime the whole gathering took place, we didn't talk about Allah Ta'ala one time only. So by reading this dua, inshallah, any shortcoming in that gathering, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will cover up all the shortcomings. For as the hadith sharif says, that gathering we're in, the dhikr of Allah doesn't take place, you don't speak about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then that gathering is likened to getting up from a corpse and a dead body, a carcass of a dead donkey. The stench that comes out from there. Because Allah's name was never taken in that gathering. By reading this dua, inshallah, it will cover up all of that. This gathering, so many gatherings we had, may Allah Ta'ala accept it. Barakat of this dua, Allah Ta'ala will cover up all the shortcomings. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The third dua thereafter we recite, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Reading this dua and other duas also, whatever the reward of that amal, by reading these duas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amplifies the reward so much that on the day of Qiyamah, they'll have to bring a very, very big scale to weigh the reward of this amal. And the scale will not be big enough because Allah will make the amal so much. If you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these words over here, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The fourth dua we are taught, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu s-salihat. Alhamdulillahi alladhi, we can read it also, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu s-salihat. Very powerful dua. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His bounty. To the bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, all good a'mal come to completion. Ya Allah, it is only your ni'mat and your bounty that these a'mal could have taken place without the permission of Allah. These feet don't walk on their own, they are. These feet are picked up and we are brought over here by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this dua, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth dua, which is a very, very powerful dua, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the ulul azm, one of the great anbiya of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam build the Kaaba Sharif. What a great feat. What a great achievement to build the Kaaba Sharif for the Ummat al-Qiyamat. They build the Kaaba Sharif. And thereafter Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with uttermost humility raises his hands and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you give the opportunity for myself and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to build the Kaaba Sharif for humanity till Qiyamah. And he makes dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. There's no ya مولانا. There's no ya مولانا. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَمَا يَلَّا تَقَبَّلْ تَقَبَّلْ. In the Arabic language, the word تَقَبَّلْ comes from a verb of تَفَعُلْ تَفَعَلَ. So تَقَبَّلْ actually has a meaning of تَكَلُّفْ. These are all Arabic terms. That Ya Allah, even with formality, informality, Ya Allah, accept it. No matter how I did it. Yalla, just overlook the shortcomings and accept it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Well, accept this amal of Abu Zubayr, i'tikaf, or Qur'an tilawat, tarawi, seri, iftari, roza, du'as, dhikr, Qur'an tilawat, whatever took place, Yalla. No matter how it was, Yalla, in your court you accept it. You give the tawfiq. I try to the best of my weak ability. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Yalla, you're all hearing and all aware. All knowledgeable. Yalla, you heard what we are doing. And you are Allah Alim, you have full knowledge of the quality of our amal. وَتُبَ عَلَيْنَا. Ya Allah, forgive us. Turn to us in repentance and accept our tawbah and our repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah, you are tawab. You are most forgiving and most merciful. So the barakat of these five du'as, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept any amal. And the seal thereafter is Durood Sharif. The Durood Sharif is a little truck that pulls the plane onto the runaway. Durood Sharif will pull all his amal into the court of acceptance. So we read Durood Sharif at the end of the amal also. And the Durood Sharif comes in this dua. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amna yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. May Allah salam be upon all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the universe. We've come possibly to the end of our ayat ikaf. If the moon is sighted, few points to remember, my dear brothers, that we are going back home possibly. The Rabb istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar will complete the amal, inshallah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great ni'mat. One jamaat was returning from 4 months Dubai by Mushtaq sahab rahmatullah alayh, and they stopped at Nizamuddin. Hazrat Mawlana Imam Hassan sahab was alive that time. So Hazrat asked him, do you want your amal to be accepted? He said, definitely. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Abu Bakr Siddiq a dua. They read this dua at the end of the amal. Allah will cover up at the end of your salah. Allah will cover up all the shortcomings. And he taught him the dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfir li maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. Sunnah dua. Make this dua in English also at the end of this big a'mal. And Hazrat told them, make dua to Allah Ta'ala in this way. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I have made great oppression upon myself. Ya Allah, I've come for i'tikaf. What is the oppression I have done? Ya Allah, how I supposed to spend my time? Ya Allah, I wasn't able to. Such a beautiful environment, Ya Allah, you gave me. And you freed me to sit in your home for so many days, so many nights. Ya Allah, I oppressed myself. I don't know how to make your ibadat. And he says, more than that oppression on yourself, you made now upon those that you left behind at home. Ya Allah, they let me go. Really, how much I have done to take back home right now. Whether they'll see a change in me. So they made the sabr back home also, the days, the nights. Husband wasn't there, son wasn't there, father wasn't there. Ya Allah, I have made zulam on them also. I have wronged them by spending my time incorrectly. Ya Allah, take me back a better person now. Zulam to nafsi, zulman kathira, plenty of zulam I have made. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Ya Allah, only you can forgive the sin of mine. There's nobody else. فَغْفِرْلِ, therefore forgive me. مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. Such a forgiveness from your side. That everything is forgiven and forgotten. وَرَحَمْنِ, have mercy upon me. Ya Allah, I'm going back home. Give me maghfirat, a clean slate. Warhamni, have mercy upon me. Let me move in the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq and ability to obey Him. Allah opens my halal rozi for me. Maghfirat without any accountability. Jannat entry without any hisab kitab. All this is rahmat. So we read this dua, we made this dua when we are finishing our a'mal. So now we'll be going home most probably if the moon is sighted. Alhamdulillah, we spent our time in i'tikaf, a great amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how to go back home in such a way, the biggest usul, the biggest principle in life is when it comes to deen, hard on myself, soft on others. Hard on myself, soft on others. Shouldn't be that now the wife at home, or the children, or the parents, now is coming home like a general major. Don't know what he's going to tell us now. Coming with long tasbih, 1,000 dana tasbih. And like you see, the arsh of Allah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah alayhi, O Allah Kawali, put tasbih in your pocket and look at your wife now. That is sawab, this is ibadat. Your tasbih and your zikr, your Quran to your time. Now give her time now. Muslim B, she's afraid now. High powered bayan, she heard live streaming. Know what he's going to come back with now. So we go as simple people. Ya Allah, this is for me. For my tarbiyat, my islah. With my muhabbat, I go back home. And I said,
Shaykh also, when we spend time in i'tikaf, the last day he would tell us also, buy us some hadiyah and go home. To the extent, Hazrat also, that one i'tikaf, he bought chocolates for all the mu'takifin, one slab, take home for the wife. Take home for the wife, so whatever hadiyah we can take a rose for her, take a chocolate for her. This is what deen is about. Literally, a'mal and zikr and Quran, that is there, but more than that, my akhlaq, my character. How to keep my family happy. So he says, go back now as a real true husband, as a real true son, with muhabbat and love, with compassion. Not that now I'm making a plan, I'm going home tonight, now 1 hour ta'alim. That alhamdulillah, we did it over here. Allah shukr. Yes, 2-3 minutes, let's read the kitab. So all these things slowly I will implement with muhabbat and love to the extent that they'll see the change in me, they say, mashallah, very good you went. Fully you went the whole month. What the difference in you? Subhanallah. And how you know the difference, she might not tell you, but you'll hear speaking to a friend on the phone. The mota came home, what a difference he is now. Next day you must send your husband also. Not that now they hear, Hazrat said this, which Hazrat? I'm also Hazrat. Oh, I don't hear all these things. All heavy, heavy things now. But with muhabbat, love, compassion, Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. So like this we go home with muhabbat and love, we are going back home, alhamdulillah. We won't find everything as we want it at home, but we go with piyar, muhabbat, compassion, and we implement the deen is for me, hard on myself, and slowly into my family. We must win them with our akhlaq. And now they want to listen to the program, they want to hear, this is very nice. This is a beautiful life, look at his akhlaq, his mannerism, his demeanor. How good he's come back home, alhamdulillah. Yes, if something is not right in the house, then we have to put it right amicably also, as we already explained after Zohar. It's important now we are going home to maintain the amal. Already in my mind, I should make a plan. So many nights I spend in tahajjud, tomorrow night, this is Laylatul Ja'izah tonight. If tonight is Eid, it's a night of prize giving. Those that will stay awake tonight to the best of ability, when the trumpet will be blown and all the people will die, those that remain awake during the nights of Eid, Allah will keep their hearts alive also. Allah is giving rewards tonight, ja'iza and awards tonight. So already the plan in my mind, I was staying awake the whole night, at least now, I got a plan, tonight I am going to wake up again. Tonight I am going to wake up again at a certain time, be it 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but I'm going to make there, not that now, we'll see if I wake up. But I woke up all these nights. So I will wake up. There was zikr. When I'll make eat dinner, my Quran, tilawat, what time I'll make it? I've got a plan already from now. I've got to make it. We'll see now, family is coming. I don't know that I can gap it in. No. I'll make a plan. Families are there. 5 minutes before azan, let's go to the masjid. So I'll get that 5-10 minutes before namaz, I can read my Quran Sharif. Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, whatever. I'll put in my Quran, tilawat there. A little bit of zikr. So I got it done for the day. Even it was minimum. But the amal has to carry on every day. The hadith sharif says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The most beloved actions to Allah. Most beloved. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the most beloved actions to Allah are أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Those amal that are consistent, even though they be bare minimum. But they're done every day. Allah loves those amal over there. Not that one day I do a lot, the next day I fell down. Then I want to start trying again now. But do little every day. Every day I'm doing it, Allah will give tawfiq to continue. But this is the most important thing. And also very important, my dear brothers, those of us that sit in i'tikaf. Before we leave, we clear our hearts. Possibly things will happen. Somebody irritated me. Somebody upsetted me. Somebody told me something. I told somebody something. Eating time, sleeping time, whatever it may be now. So all these things, we clear our hearts. These things do happen, we know that. So these things will happen. Ya Allah, you reward that person and forgive me. Somebody hurt me, Ya Allah, I make him maaf. So open our hearts before we go. We're all in the path of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This will happen in every jamaat. What successful is that jamaat, Hazrat Ji mentioned, that will return. They did their dhikr, ta'aleem, and with the united hearts. That jamaat, Allah's help is with them. Along with this muhabbat, Allah says this jamaat is successful. Overlooked and forgiven and forgotten. So all these things could have happened amongst the satis, amongst the brothers. So we appreciate one another, we make dua for one another, and we make maaf. And all those that made our khidmat, subhanallah, we cannot even thank them enough. Those that served us and fed us, took care of us, iftar time, sari time, how they ran up and down, Allah Ta'ala give them the full reward. Whether they're hearing what they can't hear, but Allah full their books with the good amal and good rewards for them, for akhirat, forever. Allah accept all their khidmat and their families, the young boys that served us also. And also the mutawallis and the musallis of the masjid, they may sabar with us, Allah Pak reward them. They took up their time sometime. the dua time, the Quran tilawat time, we fill their masjid for them also. We use the facilities, we make shukr, and how much we can contribute to the masjid within our means, we contribute also. Alhamdulillah, we stayed here. We use the lights, we use the water, we use the electricity. Nobody likes everything for free. So we gotta, somebody has to pay for it. So whatever we can contribute, inshallah. And all the khidmah that took place, Allah Ta'ala fully accepted. Allah Ta'ala make this masjid the markaz of deen. And all the musallis around Allah Ta'ala, keep them safe also and fill it up with more musallis, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Those that contributed to the i'tikaf, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Those that came for the nights also, the local musallis and others, Allah Ta'ala accept all the du'as. Allah Ta'ala forgive us for all our shortcomings. And Allah Ta'ala accept us year after year, inshallah. And they say that person who will spend his Ramadan fruitfully and his entire life he spends it like how he spent it in the month of Ramadan, then he is more to be like Eid. He is more to be like Eid. So how we spend our Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq. After Ramadan we continue. When we meet Allah, it will be like Eid day for us. Like how tomorrow already, maybe Eid day, all the children are so excited. That's how exciting our mood will be also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله most kind الله Oh my Allah, we thank you for the month of Ramadan, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the guest is about to leave. Ya Allah, we don't know whether we'll see the moon, but the guest is about to leave, Oh my Allah. We haven't been qadr. We haven't hosted this guest, Ya Allah, as should be expected. But oh my Allah, you akrab ul akrabeen, you arhab ul rahimeen, you know our weaknesses, oh my Allah, you know how kamzor we are. Allah forgive us, oh look us. Ya Allah, we've done great oppression upon ourselves, oh my Allah, the times that we wasted in the i'tikaf, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we couldn't do the amal as expected, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are broken, you accept it, oh my Allah. Reward our families, reward our wives and our children, our parents, and those that we left behind, oh my Allah, they'll be hoping, Ya Allah, to receive us with great expectations. Ya Allah, that we're coming back as better people, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us like that, O my Allah. Make us better, O my Allah. Make us like how you want us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make us true servants and slaves of yours, O my Allah. True mu'mineen, true muslimin, in every sense of the word. Give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his compassion, his muhabbat, his love. That every sunnah penetrate our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the full reward of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the beautiful tarawis that took place, O my Allah, accept the huffaz, O my Allah, give them the best of rewards, O my Allah, the read Quran for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our progenies, Ya Allah, make them huffaz, ulama, qurra, Ya Allah, make them mujahideen, Ya Allah, make them da'is of deen, make them sulaha, atqiya, make them the awliya of the time, O my Allah. O my Allah, bless us in our families, Ya Allah, bless us in our livelihood, O my Allah, bless us in our health, O my Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, in our muhabbat and love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, give us some hypocrisy, Ya Allah, give us khair khair. And wishing. Allah, save us from jealousy and hatred, O my Allah. O my Allah, we thank you for this great month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our iftari and sayri, accept our rozas, accept our du'as, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our du'as, O my Allah, accept our broken du'as. Ya Allah, you can give more than we can expect, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give from your khazana, O my Allah. Ya Allah, become happy with us, O my Allah. Change our lives, O my Allah. Change our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give our families hidayat, O my Allah. Bring our homes upon complete deen, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us with the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Keep us in the company of the pious, O my Allah. Take us out in your path, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give our children hidayat. Give our spouses hidayat, O my Allah. Give our extended families hidayat. O my Allah, give us more upon Iman, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how you fed us, O my Allah. How you hosted us, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those that fed us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the best of dunya, qabar and akhirat. All those that are kind to us, O my Allah. Accept all the khidmat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the imams of the masjid, O my Allah. Mutawallis, O my Allah. Accept every one of them. O my Allah, once the moon will be sighted, O my Allah, the months of Hajj will begin, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us love for Baitullah, give us love for Madina Tayyiba, give us love for Watan Haram, O my Allah. illa take us over and over again and kula wahad suma, keep us close to you, close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the entire ummah of Kareem Rahim Allah. The du'as that we could not make, O Allah, accept. The du'as we made, O Allah, accept them. Give us more than we expect. The du'as our mothers made at home, our wives made, our children made, our daughters and our sons and our families made, Allah, accept the du'as, accept the ibadat. O Allah, give them the full rewards, Ya Allah. Be kind, O Allah. Give us istiqamah and consistency, Ya Allah, for the next 11 months, O Allah, to continue our amal to the highest level. Ya Allah, you become our protector, Ya Allah, from sin and guna. Make your obedience easy for us. Make it difficult to disobey you. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min shaddi ma sa'adaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O my Allah, reward our mashayikh, Ya Allah, who teaching us the system of learning, Ya Allah, of khanqa and tarbiyat and tazkiyah, our beloved Shaykh, O my Allah, wadada Shaykh, O my Allah, all our mashayikh, O my Allah, all the ulama of Diyoban, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reward them the best of rewards, O my Allah, ma sha'a Allahu la quwwata illa billah, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رضى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
There are a few minutes left. We can continue our duas individually, inshallah.